Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, let's have a look at Liverpool's win in the Premier League against Stoke City. Big win, really, because with Arsenal, with such a thumping success last night, it does keep Liverpool on the coattails of the top four currently. The Reds have got 26 points, Arsenal 28, and they're in fourth place. Let's have a chat with Stephen Evans, who was at the game last night. Morning to you, Steve.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Great, thank you. It was a big win, wasn't it, really, if you consider the context of the league and how it's spacing out at the moment.
Yeah, it was. It was a very workmanlike performance in the end. Obviously, it's never an easy place to go. And when a team like Liverpool goes there, who's a defensive frailty, and you see Peter Crouch's name on the team sheet, you know what you're going to expect when you go there. And it certainly was a very cold night as well up in Stoke. So very happy to come away with 3 points in the end.
Was there a little worry at a stage in the game that Liverpool might be susceptible to throwing it away again? In the first half, they go ahead. Great goal, which we'll talk about in a moment. But of course, they've chucked away leads against Chelsea and Sevilla. I would imagine in the stands, there was just a little bit of nervousness going on, Stephen.
Yeah, I mean, it's when we defend, whenever we're under a bit of pressure, there's no composure in our defence for us. So and that kind of resonates from the stands down to the defence as well. So it's either back to the wall 100 miles an hour trying to defend for our lives or we're in control of the game. So, yeah, there's always going to be that little worry with Liverpool Football Club, unfortunately, at the moment. We don't seem to have any leaders at the back who can compose our defence and sort of get the foot on the ball and calm things down. So, but I thought, in general, we cope quite well with what they throw at us, really. So, eventually they were always going to tire towards the end, which they did, and then the manager made a couple of very good substitutions and then we managed to close the game out. So,
right, let's talk about the goals then. So Mane with the first one. If you were Firmino, would you have just touched the ball over the line to claim the goal?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think he thought about it? I think there was a hesitation there just for a moment where he thought, should I? No, I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, it must just be instinct for any sort of player to sort of tap the ball in. But I think he looked around, saw there was no defenders around him. And just left it across the line itself. To be fair, I thought Dominic Solanke put a great little ball sort of around the corner to Mane for the goal. It was a nice little finish. Solanke come on. I think a lot of people raised a few eyebrows to see him on the team sheet, but I thought he did very well. He was lively, had a great chance in the first half to score a goal as well, unfortunately, which he didn't put away. But yeah, it was a nice thing off the mark for Mane. Yeah.
Well, let's face it, this is a month where he has to rotate the squad. That's why Salah was on the bench. There's so many games, so all of a sudden, Dominic Solanke's role is a little bit bigger.
Very much so, yeah. I think he gives us a little bit more than Sturridge, especially physically. I was surprised to see sort of Daniel Sturridge's name on the team sheet against Chelsea, because I don't think he puts himself about as much as the likes of Firmino. Again, for a Chelsea beacon can be quite physical at the back. So Solanke was a sort of welcome introduction for me, because I think a lot of Liverpool fans have been sort of chomping at the bit since they get a go, really, because he looked quite lively in pre-season, scored a few goals. So to see him on the team sheet last night, it was good, and he didn't do himself any harm. I thought he was very bright and very very lively, and especially sort of the 15 minutes in the second half before he went off, I thought he was very busy and some great turns and runs. So, yeah, he did very well.
Absolutely. I thought his assist was superb. Right, obviously a big moment in the first half, which Mark Hughes has pointed to and said affected the outcome of the game, and that's the Mignolet challenge on Diouf, which Hughes believes was a penalty. I have to say, when I first saw it, I thought it was a penalty. Yet you could interpret it in various ways. I thought maybe he was let off the hook a little bit there, Simon Mignolet. I don't know what your first reaction to it was.
Well, in the ground, yeah, I turned to my mate and I said, oh, he's going to walk here. If he gives a free kick, then you ultimately think that he's got to send him off, because he was quite clear, or even from behind the goal, you could quite clearly see he was the last man. I thought Gomez was coming across, but I don't think he was going to get there, to be honest with you. I think the Stoke guy was just going to slot it into the empty net. And then when I watched it, when we got back last night and watched that match of the day, if you're a Stoke fan or a Stoke player or the Stoke manager, you're going to want a red card for that. I can see where they're sort of angry at that decision. But these kind of things go for you or go against sometimes. So I'm certainly not going to complain about it too much.
No, a little bit of luck, and obviously Liverpool head into the second half and have the beautiful ammunition on the bench of Mo Salah, who's absolutely on fire at the moment, who comes on to score two. I mean, the lad is outstanding at present.
He just can do no wrong. I mean, the funny thing is, we were chatting on the way back from the match last night, and he's got like 17 goals in all competitions. And he could literally be in over 20 at the moment. The amount of chances he had, I think he's got a lot more clinical the last few games. But he's also had a lot of chances as well, which he could have slotted away. So he could have a lot more as well. So, I think a lot of people expect, after the rotation on Saturday, to sort of leave Mane and Firmino out, I think they expected sort of Salah to drop out and give his legs a rest as well. But, you know, what a sort of, you know, look at the Liverpool bench last night compared to a couple of seasons ago. You had Coutinho on there, Salah, James Milner. So it was brilliant ammunition to bring off the bench. And I think it was the perfect time to make the sub as well, because I think Stoke's legs were just getting a little bit heavy. And as I said, you know, Salah's first goal was just outrageous finish, to be fair. That's a mouthful of confidence for you right there.
Well, he makes it look easy, but it's actually not very easy at all, is it?
No, to be fair, we were right behind them, sort of, somebody like row three, so we were quite rough low down. So the Mane ball that he put across from where we were looked like he put it a bit too far, but then all of a sudden the net just ripples. And when you see it back a match of the day, you don't realise how good a sweet a strike it was. Till I watched it back, it was a phenomenal finish, really. Mm.
As fans, you look at Mo Salah and you think, well, he's just not going to stop scoring. He's got an inner belief now that makes him think he will go out and score every match, but it surely can't work out that way. I mean, how many goals is he going to end up with, Stephen?
You just can't say. I mean, I think someone said he's got 7 in his last 4. I'm not too sure if that stat's right, but you know, I think when he come in, I've watched a little bit of him, in Rome last season. When we were doing the summer, I thought he was ideal for what we wanted, because I thought he's got a bit of pace. He can give us some balance on the other flank compared to Mane, who obviously we were kind of one-sided with the pace in the team. But I don't think anyone expected him to come in and have the impact that he's had. You can tell as well, he just wants to keep going. Every time he gets brought off as a sub, he gets a bit angry, because he just wants to keep scoring. You know, his enthusiasm is unbelievable. So long may continue. I'm a massive fan, and hopefully he can go on and keep scoring goals all season.
14 goals in his 14 Premier League games, and of course, sorry, 14 goals involved in 14 goals. So 12 goals, 2 assists in 14 Premier League games. Those are stats that just make him outstanding. Is he going to be the Premier League's top scorer, do you think?
We're close to a busy period now, so time will tell. Depends on the rotation, how much the manager decides to use him. I can't see him playing every single game, because I think this will be last season. We ran out of legs sort of like over Christmas and January especially. I think the manager's been a bit wary of that. You can see that also in his tactics a little bit. I just don't think we're pressing as high up the pitch or as intensely as we did last season. So I think that's in the manager's mind about legs. So obviously Mo Salah will want to play every game, and Liverpool fans will want to see him every single game, but I'm not too sure it'll work out like that. You just can't see him stop scoring at the moment. Every time he gets the ball, you think he's going to create something or score a goal. So as I said, long may continue.
We mentioned obviously a busy December, and amongst that is a Merseyside derby just a couple of weeks away. Everton seemed to have turned a corner last night, just in time for the derby.
Yes, your father. That's usually the way it works, isn't it? I mean, for me, I think Everton, Sam Allardyce is a strange one for me. It's from looking from the other side of the park. It seems to be a bit of a panic move for me. I always thought that Everton were just a couple of wins away. I mean, again, if they win against, I think they play Huddersfield the weekend, and if they win then they probably go to 10th or 12th, and then it looks like a completely different picture. But then all of a sudden, you've got a manager like Sam Allardyce, who Everton fans like the football over that side of the park, like to play football, and he's not exactly renowned for that, so it's a bit of a strange appointment. But you know, the tails will be up, no doubt, for the derby, as always. And as the cliche says, form always goes out the window before you play Everton, so it could go either way.
Steve, you've done a few away trips this season. What's been top of the list so far?
That was a good win last night. Yeah, Seville was a great trip. We had a really good time over in Seville. Fantastic city, lovely people. Barring the police getting into the ground, which was a bit hairy at times, but that Seville was a cracking ship. There was a big load of us went over there, and we had a good day and some sunshine for the change.
Top man, thanks for your company this morning.
Cheers, Steve. Speak
to you. Stephen Evans, who was at the game last night, got a thought on it. Send it to us at Radio City Talk on Mo Salah on Liverpool's top 4 chances. Blues as well. Let me know about Wayne Rooney. Was that his very best goal that he's ever scored? Was it better than Beckham's goal?
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.